when inspired to visit a medical doctor.
There are many who would protest our perspective, claiming that we are irresponsible when we do not encourage regular checkups on the quest for things that have gone wrong or could potentially go wrong with your physical body. And if we did not understand the power of your thoughts, we might even say that if it makes you feel more secure to go to the doctor, then by all means go. In fact, sometimes when you go looking for trouble and do not find it, you do feel better. But more often than not, the repeated looking for something wrong over time creates it. It really is that simple. We're not saying that medicine is bad or that there is no value to be received by a visit to your doctor. Medicine, doctors, all healing professions in general are neither good or bad at their own face value, but instead they are as valuable as your vibrational stance can allow them to be. Our encouragement is that you pay attention to your emotional balance, work deliberately to find the best feeling thoughts you can find, and practice them until they are habitual. And in doing so, you will tend to your vibrational alignment first, and then follow through with whatever action you feel inspired to. In other words, a trip to your doctor, or action toward anything, when accompanied by joy, or love, or good feeling emotion, is always valuable. While action that is motivated by your fear, or vulnerability, or any bad feeling emotion, is never valuable. Your physical well-being, like everything else, is profoundly affected by the beliefs that you hold. Usually, when you are younger, your expectation of wellness is stronger. But as you get older, most of you degenerate on a sort of sliding scale that reflects what you're seeing in others around you. And your observation is not inaccurate. Older people often do experience more illness and less vitality. But the reason for the decline of people as they get older is not because their physical bodies are programmed to break down over time, but because the longer they live, the more they find to fuss and worry about, causing resistance to their natural stream of well-being. Illness is about resistance, not about age.